I liked it, too. She and I got something in common.
Yeah.
Like kissing a girl. Jack and Lana, 98.9 KISS FM. We were talking about words that disturb people, like uvula, which sounds dirty but isn't because it's just the skin in the back of your throat, or masticate, which means to chew. And then the word panty came up. And some, I understand one of the ladies in our sales office really hates the word panty.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't bother me.
Went by her desk just a moment ago and said the word panty. And, man, it wasn't the usual look. It was kind of like, maybe I better keep moving along.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So that's a word we can't use in the sales department anymore?
Well, at least not with this lady.
Okay. Because usually on a daily basis, we like to go through and just ask who's wearing panties and who's not.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And it's quite interesting, who, you know, some of the women who are pretty daring.
Yeah. They're a daring bunch up there in that sales department, I'll tell you. Okay, so Macy's got another word for us. It is?
Weenus.
Weenus. Now, that sounds dirty.
It does.
What is weenus?
Really?
Yeah, it's the skin at your elbow that doesn't have any feeling.
The skin on your elbow that doesn't have any feeling.
Yeah, it's like straighten your arm and pull it away from your elbow.
Touch my weenus.
I'm playing with my own weenus right now. As a
matter of fact, all playing with our weenuses.
I'm playing with my weenus with both hands.
My, Ron, you have a big weenus. So that's what that is. Weenus is the skin on the end of your elbow.
You have such an excess of weenus.
I love that. That's awesome.
Huh.
Hi, KISS. Can we help you?
Hey, how about this fruit? Kumquat.
Kumquat. That's another one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call, brother.
Now, we can say all these words that sound like maybe something else, and we say that with impunity.
I hear it'll make my arm feel better if I rub a kumquat on my weenus.
Oh, that's good.
Hi, KISS FM, you're on the air. Hello.
Do you know you can paint your weenus as hard as you want to with your fingers and it don't hurt?
It's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Because it's got, like, no nerves.
You have no nerve endings in your elbow.
No nerve endings in there. Thanks for calling,
and
sir.
And it is amazing as a child. What one part of your body gets hurt and skin up more than any other?
Yeah.
Your knees and your weenus. Elbow.
Well, it's
true.
That's so true. We'll take a break. Come right back. Hang on.
Jack and Ron brought to you by your Draper Family GNC, where the difference
people
is.
People are saying about Jack and Ron.
I raised you like a boy, and I was wrong to do it. I reckon every man liked to have a son, and you was my only young'un. And when your ma passed away, I decided to turn you into a boy.
Jack and Ron on 98.9 KISS FM.
Jack and Ron on 98.9 KISS FM.
People, hello, people. What? It's me, Richard. Here on a Friday morning.
You're flitting around here like Tinkerbell. What's up?
I'm so excited about the big win and the big victory last night. God, did you see some of those players? Those pants are so tight. I love watching football. Hello, are you listening? It's people. Come on now. Are you ready to be free of that very binding wardrobe that you've been wearing and the things that are all clingy and stuff? We reduce your fat. And the clothes will fit a little looser.
All right, then that's good, except for one thing.
What?
We're not going to do anything that's going to have us bleeding,
no.
Cramping,
no.
Seeking
no.
medical attention.
I told you no.
Okay.
Listen, this is a great new you, which means we get rid of that overly large planetary-looking thing you call a rear end. Today, we sit on our ample derrieres in a chair.
I'm digging this so far.
Okay. Here, you're going to like this, Ron. We each are given a large rubber spatula. Because today's exercise is called truckin', buckin', pluckin'.
What?
It's called the truckin', buckin', pluckin' ride. You see, we each sit in a chair and we all pretend we're driving a huge 18-wheel truck.
All
big
I want to do, I want to applaud for you, for saying what it is.
Let me say
twice.
It one more time.
Oh, come on with it.
The truckin', buckin', pluckin' ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, a big old 10-speed Peterbilt is what we're pretending we're driving. It's designed for you to double clutch like a mad dog. And you drive, here you do, you sit in your seat, and you use your spatula as a gear shift. And you move your feet as fast as you can, as though you're hitting the accelerator and the brake and the clutch, and you're just doing like you're driving. Isn't this fun? Isn't it going to be a fun exercise? And you shake your big bottom back and forth in your seat as you are driving, thus shaking that cellulite and fat from your big, ugly bottom.
Hey, this is not bad. I can get to this, I think.
So let's get to it, all right? And go ahead and feel free to honk your big diesel rig horn, the big old horn, you know, woo-woo. You know how the horn sounds on a diesel rig.
Well, I tell you what, I'm busy, so why don't you be the horn for both Jack and myself?
Okay, I'll do that then. Let me be the horn. Ow, 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 ow.
Well, that doesn't sound like a diesel rig to me.
Yeah, come on, pretend.
Well, it sounded kind of light. We need something a little heavier, a little bit more.
Well, maybe in a little. But hey, here's what you do. Go ahead and shift. You got to shift. Pretend you're using the clutch, okay? And move your bottom around in that chair. Come on, swivel it around a whole bunch and work off the cellulite. Come on, we can do it. Come on, people. Go ahead. Pass someone on the wrong side of the road, too. You know, have fun with this.
Hey, can we stop and pick some people up at this this truck stop over here?
Feel free to get anybody you want.
Hey,
make sure just make sure they're all of age. Okay. Come on, this is going to be fun. Let's go. Pretend you're driving a truck. Yeah, shift the gear. Go ahead and turn the headlights on if you like to. Feel free. It's like driving a truck, only you're exercising. Isn't this fun? Oh, it's so much fun. Drive it hard.
Not bad at all.
Go ahead. Drive it hard. Drive it home. All right, you kids, keep it up. I got to run to the general manager's office. He wants another personal private session with me once again. And this time, I'm supposed to dress like a lovely pink rose bush. And I'm going to have real roses glued all over my body. And as I run from him and scamper around the room, he's going to try to pluck the rose petals from my person. And while he's plucking me, I have to attempt to get away and keep him from totally deflowering me. Oh, my gosh, this sounds so fun. And I've heard he's a real strong plucker. I'm getting ready. I can't wait to get down there. This is going to be so fun. You keep up the exercise. Work hard. Work long. Drive it home and drive it hard. All right, I got to go. He can't wait. Oh, boy, remember, I love you.
Not bad.
Well, that was an interesting exercise.
And not only that, but look here, I got a spatula.
No kidding. We're ready to do some cooking.